was motivated because I was teaching high school, and particularly a class, if you're teaching Spanish, I mean, English you usually just teach one level, like sophomores or something. Yeah. But Spanish you can teach, you know, 3 years of Spanish. And so I was teaching everything from ninth graders to seniors. There's so much development going on. I mean, seniors at that time in the 70s, they could drink. They could vote. They were going off to the war in Vietnam. The freshmen were tiny. I mean, you know, puberty was, you know, later years than it is now. You know, some of the ninth graders had not gone through puberty back then. They were tiny, some of them. And there was so much growth. So that inspired me to take courses in human development. And that was really kind of the first psychology course. And I did that at the University of Texas at Dallas, but it was a commuter campus. It had just opened, you know, a couple years before. And I used to teach high school during the day and go over to the University of Texas at Dallas in the evening. I'm a night owl. That worked super well for me. And I took this course with Jim Bartlett, and, you know, it was basically cognitive psychology, but it was taught as human development. You know, he was, Jim Bartlett was a contemporary of John Anderson in that Yale group. Of, you know, in fact, there's a John Anderson sentence, you know, in the PAM model of memory with the sentences that's Jim Bartlett something, you know, based upon when they were grad students together. What I'd asked him, you know, what other classes he was going to teach, and he said, I mean, this is so funny, is that, you know, he said, well, he normally didn't teach night classes. He'd only taught this night class because he was coming up for tenure, and the dean asked him to. And again, I'm not from an academic family. That meant nothing to me. And he saw something in me, which was probably that same, put your head down, work hard, and be pleasant about it, which I think is kind of the arc of my life. And it was great. It was a great relationship. And he also, typically I would get there like at, I don't know, 4 or 5, and he usually was just there for like the first 20 or 30 minutes. Because he went home, and I just worked in this office, you know, setting up new studies, hand analyzing data, you know, doing punch cards for, you know, running SPSS. Although I think back then, I can't remember if it was SPSS yet or if it was still BMD, which was the precursor of SPSS. And then I'd check in with him again the next day for the first like 15 minutes, and then I'd just work, you know, and then the summers I would work. And then at some point he said, you should think about going on to a PhD. You like teaching and you like doing research. And I just didn't, you know, again, my family would be very proud of me doing that, but it wasn't anything. I left to go to PhD program in August of 1980. I taught until that May. You know, I was still teaching high school. And that transition too was, you know, difficult. And so it was, but teaching, like, you know, I taught when I was in graduate school, I taught intro psych. I thought it was a piece of cake. It's like one class, we meet twice a week. You know, are you kidding? You know, I mean, to me, it was just nothing. And I mean, it's more complex than that, but I mean, high school teaching is hard. I will say it is hard. I mean, you've got 35 students, you're, you know, you've got a 55 minutes. It's hard work.